Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabulet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rabulet for the out. Knoblauch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Knoblauch steals third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knoblauch scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walbeck moves to second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walbeck scores. Mears moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Mears moves to third. One out. Jeff Reboulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reboulet is 0-for-1 in the game. Reboulet bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. Mears scores. Becker moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reboulet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Becker strikes out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Borders and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Coomer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Borders hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. the Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rabule hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Rabule reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor is walked intentionally. Al Levine now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards first. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Gielen moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rabule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Harold Baines. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Martin steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Rabule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borders is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Borders hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Ribuelo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-4 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.